are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Now, for all of you listening, I want you all to behave today because we are welcoming a new affiliate. Yes, you can behave. Please just try and behave. We got a new affiliate tuning in. KCAA from Loma Linda, California, 1050 AM. Welcome all you guys. Welcome. Thank you all for tuning in. Glad to be a part, honored, I should say, to be a part of your weeknight lineup. All my current listeners and faithful listeners, thank you all for listening, but really, can you behave yourself? Just at least tonight, there's really good people from Loma Linda, so just please. Okay, great. We are taking your medical calls, your medical questions, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be talking about this hour how men are more than women likely to experience memory loss. Okay, see, now you know why we women nag at you. All right, men will develop mild memory loss before the woman. So we need to talk about that. We need to talk about why. I also want to talk about why all these Hollywood stars, you know, that end up in the hospital for quote unquote exhaustion, right? What are hospital star or Hollywood stars doing that's so exhausting to end them up in the hospital? Like Demi Moore ended up. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm burping. I got some reflux today. I'm sorry. Demi Moore ended up in the hospital yesterday. Tracy Morgan over the weekend. What is going on? What is exhaustion? What are they not telling us? So we're going to talk about that. Also, this is kind of interesting. A medical school in Brazil apparently is now in trouble because they purchased with money. We're talking like money from the state. 2,000 educational sex toys, all right, for students. They said they needed the vibrators. They said they needed these things for medical training. I'm going to talk to y'all a little bit about the medical training process and why you really don't need a vibrator as part of your textbook, microscope, you know, learning tools, all right, if I may say so. So as you can see, we got a lot to talk about, but I can't wait to hear from you. That's what we're here for. I am an MD. Yes, I am qualified, okay? Maybe not qualified to be a radio host, but I've been doing radio for 3 years, and I think I got the hang of it. I think I got the hang of it, but the only reason why I'm here is because of you guys. So thank you all for tuning in. Honestly, all of you who listen on XM, I'm just, you know, grateful that you would think of you know, putting me on and listening to me when you have so many other choices. Thank you. Big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for networking the show, and a big thanks to Donovan, who is running the dial. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another thing we're going to want to talk about this hour is it looks like grief may be added to a list of psychiatric disorders. All right. For some reason, the medical community deems it necessary to give everything a diagnosis. And because many people have been diagnosed with depression when all they did was, you know, have a death in the family, psychiatrists are thinking, well, why don't we make a complete separate diagnosis as grief? Okay, so then, you know, you could have a diagnosis. I don't want a diagnosis. I don't want a diagnosis. Please. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Mark on the line. Hey, Mark, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Bernardino.
Love it. Love it. Glad you're listening.
I'm calling from KCAA, so you just mentioned this a few seconds ago.
Oh, you guys rock. You know, I drive through there probably, you know, every couple months. You guys have beautiful, beautiful hills, gorgeous area. Glad you're listening. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm actually out in Orange County. I'm the guy that edits the show for the radio station. So when I heard you mention this, we've been taking your program for probably several months now, but it's good to have the opportunity to interface with you here. Hey, I had a question for you about warts.
Uh-huh. What about them? Sure. That's okay, great. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, mm-hmm. have a kid who has warts, has a wart, and we think it's going to spread. Now, what's the best way to get rid of them without using that compound crap, that compound W stuff?
Exactly.
I don't think really works. Is there a better, they got homeopathic way?
Great question. Okay. They range from a variety of ways. If you think it's going to spread, then of course your MD, your doctor or your DO, et cetera, would recommend freezing it or maybe removing it surgically. But I got to tell you, what works homeopathically is the duct tape. You heard about the duct tape method?
Yeah. I used to do that in Catholic school. I would wrap it with cellophane. Yeah. And then after it got wrinkled and my skin would kind of pull away from it, I had to go in there with a pair of tweezers and I'd pull it out.
Well, one thing they've actually studied in the medical realm was the duct tape method, where you wrap it with some duct tape, make sure, of course, the rest of the skin could breathe. You don't want to overwrap the finger. You leave it on for 6 days, take it off on Sunday, give Sunday a break, and then maybe also this way they don't have duct tape, they're playing with the church, and then you do that for about 2 months. And apparently the duct tape works, because kids will freak out if you want to burn it off or freeze it off. Now, here's another way, which I'm not allowed to say as a doctor, but my father, who used to be in the Army, he said when they would get warts on their feet, he would stick his foot in turpentine and it would kill it. But I can't tell you to do that.
Wow.
All right. I can't tell you. But you know, we've talked about home remedies before on this show. But if your child won't handle going to the doctor and having the freezing, you could try the duct tape. We don't think it's going to hurt. But again, we're talking 2 months at 6 days a week. Sunday he's off, so he doesn't play with it in church. Okay. You know,
yes,
kids.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Doc.
Anytime, Mark. Thanks for listening. All right, guys, we're coming up on a quick break. When we come back, a lot of stuff to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter so you get up-to-date medical updates and news as it happens. And, of course, follow me on Facebook. And you can always email me at drdahlia.com. We'll be right back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. you can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
1-800-497-8345. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls and questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Over the break, somebody emailed from Loma Linda, California. I love it! I love it! Looks like my KCAA. You guys rock! Dr. Dahlia, how do you get warts? All right, well, warts are viral. Warts are viral, yeah. It's a virus you pick up. You know, when you get these plantar warts on the bottom of your feet, we think it's because you're walking around barefoot and you get a little crack or crevice in your skin and you pick it up. Same thing with fingers. So warts are actually viral. And, you know, some people ask, like, well, how do I know if it's a callus versus a wart? Okay, well, warts actually hurt. When you press on them, a lot of times they hurt. And if you try to pare it down yourself, you'll see these little black dots, right, which is the start of some of the little blood vessels that you're seeing down there. And warts have a very good vascular supply because, of course, they're living. It's a virus. And so that's why they spread. And it's interesting because one thing we've noticed when you do, I didn't think I was going to be talking about warts, but it's a cool topic. When you have a child, let's say that has multiple warts all over their hands, all right, you know, and the child's sitting there screaming and you really can't duct tape both their hands, right? And they're in the doctor's office and you're trying to figure out what to do with them. Sometimes what we do is we'll only freeze three of them. And if you freeze three of them, sometimes we'll miraculously see all 15 go away. Why? Well, because you're inducing that immune system to just be primed. And as the body decides to kill the couple of warts that you've now drawn attention to, many of the other ones go away. So sometimes that's also something we do. Another thing that a dermatologist in town does with patients with warts is he uses cantharone. It's like Beetlejuice. And he puts this Beetlejuice on the wart. And then you put a Band-Aid on it, and it kills the wart. So I forgot to say about Beetlejuice. Yeah, cantharone. But I think you have to get it from a compounding pharmacy. I'm not sure who sells Beetlejuice. But, yeah, pretty cool. I know Beetlejuice. I just like saying it. That's an easy word to say. Beetlejuice. You know, we were talking about immunizations in the last hour of the show, the previous hour. I'm sure you guys have heard that they were saying a lot of the chemicals in our food and our microwave popcorn, et cetera, may cause our children to have less immunity to the vaccines they're getting. All right, now kids get vaccines all the time, but they found that some of these kids aren't mounting the immune response as much if they've been exposed to these chemicals and stain-resistant carpets and microwave popcorn and Teflon instruments. I mean, these PFCs that they're talking about that are compounds in these chemicals and food and dishes, et cetera, could possibly affect how you respond to your vaccine. Now, I don't know what to do about this. I mean, there's chemicals everywhere. You know, I mean, I don't see how they're going to change Teflon pots and microwave popcorn. And I mean, maybe they could, you know, really, honestly, we need to do a lot of things differently, especially with chemicals. We were talking about, remember our soaps and shampoos with the parabens and deodorant a couple weeks ago, right? Remember we were talking about that, where they think that our deodorants could be linked to breast cancer because these parabens, these chemicals in a lot of our cosmetics that add shelf life could, you know, prime a breast cancer that's wanting to start. So honestly, I don't know what to do. I mean, we are just surrounded by chemicals. Everything is chemicals for shelf life, for look, for smell. I don't know. So honestly, I would just still stick with the immune schedule. The vaccine schedule, still stick with it. And, like, look at what happened with the pertussis vaccine. We're going to give them a booster. You know, so now we give a booster shot. And, I mean, I think we give a lot of vaccines. It's going to be tough to now booster everybody. And, honestly, I mean, I think we've been doing a dang good job with polio vaccine and tetanus vaccine. I mean, I don't think we have to do boosters with everything. But if they're saying the chemicals are interfering with our immunity, they're going to probably have to relook at our vaccination schedule, maybe give another shot. I'm not sure. But that was also another medical headline we were talking about today. All right, so let's go now to memory loss in men. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say men more than women are at higher risk for developing mild memory loss. Now, this is a new study published in the journal Neurology. I know. A lot of you don't subscribe to that. Why not? Really? People magazine's more interesting? I know I got People magazine, too, on the back of my toilet. All right, well, Neurology, throw it in the mix. Okay, I know y'all have huge stacks of magazines in the bathroom. Throw Neurology down. It's a good read. Anyway, they say memory dysfunction or mild cognitive impairment, MCI, is the stage between normal brain aging and dementia. And they found that when they looked at 1,400 adults, males, between age 70 and 89, actually adults, male and female, they found that 7.2% of the men developed this MCI compared with 5% of the women. And men, if you weren't married and if you had less education, you were more likely to experience this. All right. If you're not married. You know, I can't tell you how many studies keep coming across my desk saying married men do better than non-married men. I know it seems counterintuitive. People say, Dahlia, the stress of the marriage, the stress of the wife. Well, but maybe stress is good for you. Maybe this is what keeps you on your toes. Maybe all our nagging that we do and haranguing, right? You know, and our creaky voices, right? And I screech at my husband a lot. Maybe it's doing some good. You know, maybe it's because we women give our men stuff to do. I do. I give my husband stuff to do all the time. Take out the garbage. Why can't you do it? Oh, he tried that once. My husband tried that once, asking me why I can't do it. I probably gave him a 30-minute lecture. He's never asked again. I don't ever take out the garbage. He does. It just, he's the man. I know. I should act like more of a modern-day woman. There should be equality in the house. But no, he's the king of our castle. But then he's going to clean the garbage. He's going to clean the dog poop. All the stuff I don't want to do, he has to do. But in return, he's the head of our house and the king of our castle. I think it's great. Okay, so what does that mean, my husband being the king of the house or head of the house, king of the castle? Not much. I mean, the toilet seat still stays down. I still kick him out of bed when he snores. I guess it's just the title, right? You know, he's like, you know, honey for the guys. All right, you let the guys think. You are. Honestly, if I make a decision, I run it by him to make sure he approves. I do. I don't really think I should castrate him. He's the man. He gets to be the boss in our house. That's just the way it is. But he takes out the garbage. But honestly, if you really think about it, married men have the communication because of the female being there, and they have, you know, responsibilities and things to do. And I just think they fare better. Maybe men get depressed. You know, I know a lot of you guys, you make wife jokes. I know you do, but maybe deep down you really dig us. I think that's what it is. I think you really dig us. And if we're not in your lives, your memory starts to go. Now, again, I mean, this is a small study. This, you know, I mean, it was still a small difference. But what this means for us in the medical community is we need to probably screen our men maybe a little earlier than our women. All right. Now, of course, you know, we have to look at heart disease, cardiac disease, sleep apnea. I think more men have sleep apnea than women. I've been saying this even before the scientists brought this up. I was saying this back in medical school. I'm like, if a man snores a lot and cuts off his air supply, doesn't he have less oxygen going to the brain and putting himself at risk for dementia? Oh, little girl, just, you know, leave us alone. Let us men, you know, handle journal club. You just sit there and be quiet. And I did, but that's another thing. I think maybe more men suffer from high cholesterol and diabetes and high blood pressure and sleep apnea. So I really think the lack of oxygen is causing this dementia and or this early dementia. And if that's the case, I really think we should screen everybody, men and women, for sleep apnea. Do a sleep study. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I sleep fine. That's not the point. It's not. I'm not testing. We're not testing if you sleep fine. I don't care if you sleep fine. I care how much oxygen. Well, yeah, I do care. Sleeping is important. But for the sleep study, I want to know what your heart is doing when you sleep, what your heart is doing if you're not getting oxygen. Because some of you start skipping beats with your heart, and you don't know this. Why? Because you're asleep. You're asleep. So I think a sleep study is so valuable, and I think anybody should get it. In fact, they're going to start to recommend anybody with high blood pressure to get this done. So I would say do that because none of us want to lose our memory. You know, I mean, many of us, unfortunately, we start to lose, you know, our hips and our knees. And we start to age with arthritis. Sometimes our heart becomes weak, et cetera. Sometimes we even lose our spouse. But we do not want to lose our memory. We want to have our facilities. We want to be able to drive and still take care of ourselves. Well, that takes prevention. Okay, what we've learned is you can't pop a pill when you lose your memory and start having dementia when you're older. We got to go back 20, 30, 40 years. So that's what I'm telling you to do. Get a sleep study, keep your cholesterol down, keep your blood pressure down, and listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Why not? All right, guys, we're going to come back after a quick break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Don't get that. I don't think we got a cure for the rockin' pneumonia or the boogie woogie flu. Do you all think we do? All right. So what happened here? So Demi Moore ended up in the hospital, right? Apparently, they say she has been having an issue with alcohol. Now, all right, I'm looking at Fox News, I'm looking at TMZ, and I'm looking at People Magazine. Now, Demi Moore was the one who we were all jealous of back in the 80s because she married Bruce Willis. And for any of us who had a crush on Bruce Willis because of the Die Hard movies and Moonlighting, you all know that Demi Moore was kind of on everybody's poo-poo list, okay? So she kind of got off to a rocky start because St. Elmo's Fire was okay. You know, it was an okay movie, but we were so mad that she got Bruce Willis and Bruce Willis was taken off the market that nobody really ever liked her. Okay, then she ends up hooking up with Ashton Kutcher, if I'm pronouncing that right, and people get mad at her too. So nobody's really ever liked her. She's really not a meanie, from what I understand, but apparently she's been under a lot of stress. And she ends up being admitted to the hospital for quote-unquote exhaustion. All right, now this is what happened with Tracy Morgan over the weekend. He faints at Sundance, just goes unconscious, just passes out, gets up. They say no drugs, no alcohol, but exhaustion. Now, really, can you be that exhausted where you just faint? Is that a real diagnosis, exhaustion? I don't think I could code for it. I don't think an insurance company will pay. If I have a patient that comes in saying I'm exhausted, no, they don't. But, of course, that's what the media is going to tell you. You know, and honestly, is it even our business? You know, I mean, if it's just because the person's a star, does that mean we really need to be up into all their orifices and know what's wrong with them? I honestly don't think so. But it is kind of nice to know if it's drugs. It's also nice to know if, you know, it was a suicide attempt. Just because, you know, I'm not saying we have a right to know. I think everybody has a right to their medical privacy. But, and I really don't care who has colonic polyps, and I really don't care who has an ovarian cyst. But I just, I want to know who is going through that, who's, you know, possibly trying to kill themselves. I just do. Because our kids, they idolize, you know, these actors. I mean, who's an actor? Owen Wilson. I've been a huge fan of. He was the one in Marley and Me and in the Focker movies, Meet the Fockers, those movies. I got to be careful with that one because it's radio, but, you know, it's a movie out. Owen Wilson, the blonde guy, he was in Wedding Crashers, etc. Well, he does a suicide attempt, you know, and you really don't want your kids seeing that, you know. I mean, your kids are going to kind of get this off whole idea and concept. You'd think somebody who, you know, is a star, is rich, is happy, gets to do what he wants. I mean, you get to hang around with a dog, right? You get to hang around on the set with a lab. How bad can your life be? You know, but that just really threw a lot of people for a loop. Now, they say Demi Moore, in this particular case, it wasn't a suicide attempt. They said, TMZ says Moore has been seeking treatment for substance abuse, and she has been in rehab, okay? Apparently, drugs and alcohol. Now, they're not going into too much detail. I didn't know she was doing drugs. I thought she was taking care of her family. In fact, I was really impressed with the whole way Bruce Willis and Demi Moore was handling the family. From what I understand, even after the split, they both got homes in Idaho. They both live near each other. They always do things together, even though they were split. And I thought that was pretty cool for the kids. I mean, considering to go through a divorce, I thought that was good. I had no idea she was battling drugs and alcohol. Well, now they say that she actually suffered a seizure. Now, they say she's okay. She's 49 years old. She was having what looked like seizures at home. Concerned friends called 911. Even though the rep said exhaustion, now they're saying it was probably a seizure. She did go to the hospital. They said she had a bad reaction to nitrous oxide. What was she doing with nitrous oxide? I don't know. But anyway, the point to all of this is whenever you hear anything that happens over the, you know, with the media, especially exhaustion, I would probably raise an eyebrow. All right. In my case, since I haven't waxed my eyebrows, it's eyebrow. I'd be raising the whole thing, you know, and going really exhaustion. And, it's a shame because, you know, you think these people have it all. Now, I'm being too harsh on it. Maybe it's really, really difficult to work in Hollywood and make multiple millions of dollars and have people idolize you and want your autograph. I mean, maybe that is horrible. You know, I mean, I'm in radio and I really don't have to do hair and makeup. I don't have to keep my weight perfect. Now, yes, there have been some opportunities that we have come up, and maybe there is a possibility I will be going on television and doing some sort of a Dr. Dahlia show on television. I would like to get liposuction first. Maybe I'd like to get my breasts aligned, you know, sort of facing the same direction. You know, I mean, I need to be TV friendly. I do. But maybe there is a lot more pressure. Maybe, you know, she's 49 years old and has to look good. Well, she had to look good because she was with a 20-year-old, right? But, maybe that's just too much for people to handle. Maybe we're like those people back in the 1800s, during the Gone with the Wind movie. Remember Gone with the Wind? Right? Made in the 30s, but took us back to the 1800s. And women, I always talk about this, how women were fainting in the movie. I didn't realize women fainted. I remember cartoons, women would faint. They'd see a mouse and they'd faint. Or in the Gone with the Wind movie, oh, rush the women off to the room. When the women leave, then we could talk about the war. If not, they'll faint. Women were always fainting all the time. Then all of a sudden, we stopped fainting. I think I Love Lucy fainted a couple times, right? I Love Lucy did. Maybe Gilligan fainted. But for the most part, nobody faints. Nobody on 90210 fainted. Nobody on Melrose Place fainted. Nobody on 24. Did Jack Bauer faint? No. I mean, maybe when he had toxic gas during, I think, season 3. But, you know, we don't faint anymore. Maybe we really do. Maybe a lot of us are fainting, but it's not called fainting. It's called exhaustion. Or it's called narcolepsy. I don't know. But it's weird how people would evolve so quickly as to not faint anymore. So I don't know. Do I really think people have exhaustion and go to the hospital in Hollywood? No, I think there's a lot more. You know, and maybe also they're starving themselves to death. I mean, these people look really skinny. I remember trying a 1,000-calorie diet. I could barely crawl out of bed. 1,000-calorie diet. I couldn't do it. And these guys are probably doing HCG on 500 calories. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe their salts are off. Maybe they're dieting so hard. I mean, if you look at Demi Moore, she's a stick. You know, I mean, maybe that's really how you have to do it. I mean, you know, you look at people in Hollywood and you see them on the commercials. You see them drinking the beer commercials. You see them biting into a burger. And you're like, they eat like that and they look that skinny. There's something wrong with me. No, maybe these women in Hollywood are really on 250-calorie diets a day. And that's why they're passing out left and right. But in this particular case, they're saying seizure. And that's serious stuff. You could die from a seizure. Don't want to mess with that. Don't want to mess with that at all. So, you know, hopefully, again, our prayers are with her. And, you know, hopefully she could get her act together. It's just, it's a shame. You know, here a lot of us are, we are struggling month to month. You know, I mean, trying to get our bills paid, you know, figuring out how to support our kids. How are we going to retire? What's happening with Social Security and Medicare? We're really, really worried where we're going to live the next month. And then you look at these people in Hollywood and what are their big stressors? They could fit into the size zero Vera Wang. You know, come on. Get a clue. All right. But, you know, just quickly, I'm not done with that subject. I don't know if many of you followed that whole X Factor show that was on in between American Idols. There was that little girl, beautiful girl, Rachel Crowe, who sung amazingly well, had raw, raw talent, beautiful raw talent. They made her into a diva. I mean, with the gowns and the backup singers. And then when she loses and the rug gets ripped out from under her, she falls on the stage bawling in tears. Like, even though she showed so much maturity throughout the whole competition, she's still a little girl. She's a little baby. She's 11 years old, 12 years old, little baby girl, crying and bawling. This probably is why people in Hollywood are just so prone to going into drugs and alcohol, or I don't know, having multiple babies out of wedlock. I don't know. Maybe the stressors are really more than we give them credit for. All right, but at least they can pay their mortgage. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm sure you guys have heard the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the DSM. This is our psychiatry Bible, all right, in school and throughout the world. This is what we use to diagnose people. Apparently needs to have some adjustments. The last adjustment was back in 1996. So a few days ago, we were talking about how they're going to be changing the autism diagnosis and, you know, people really concerned about that. Well, today they're saying grieving may become a treatable psychiatric disorder. All right. Apparently, they say there's a potential for false positive diagnoses and unnecessary treatment of grief-stricken people. All right. They say people with grief may be inappropriately diagnosed with depression. And since grieving is a healthy process, all right, maybe we shouldn't be lumping them into depression. They say depression can and does occur in the wake of bereavement. Boo. It can be severe and debilitating. And calling it by any other name is doing a disservice to people who may require more careful attention. They say to qualify for a diagnosis of depression now, if you're talking about depression, you need to have 5 of 9 symptoms for at least 2 weeks. Loss of concentration, sleeping too much or too little, feelings of worthlessness, recurrent suicide, etc. All right. So what happens if grief becomes another diagnosis? I don't know. Maybe doctors get paid. I don't know, maybe. But, I mean, here's my problem with all of this and all this academia, okay? People aren't a textbook. People aren't a book. You can't dissect a person like you dissect a medical article. You can't do that. And the reason why I have a problem with this is I have many people on what the average person would call an antidepressant. They're these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I've talked a lot about this on my show. I have people on Lexapro and Zoloft, etc., that aren't even depressed. Because I notice some people with low serotonin have trouble sleeping, have migraines, have stomach upset, have bowel issues. Yet an insurance company is like, well, I'm not gonna pay for the Lexapro or the Zoloft for your patient because you need to prove to me they have depression. And I go, but why do I have to give them a diagnosis that they don't have? Well, then we won't pay for the medicine. Why can't a doctor treat a patient, right, based on the person? Okay, you treat people, not diagnoses. This is the problem I have had for years, and I will continue to have until they change medicine. You don't treat all people the same. You don't treat all men the same. You don't treat all women the same. You don't treat blacks the way you treat whites. You don't treat whites the way you treat Asians. Everybody's different. People's blood pressure is different. People may react to medicines differently. Remember I told you that in African Americans, I see more hypokalemia, loss of potassium with water pills, but only in female African Americans. So I need to watch closer their blood work and their potassium and maybe consider not giving them the water pill, the diuretic, but a different type of blood pressure medicine. People are differently. There's ethnic variations. Okay, we have Jewish groups. We have Ashkenazi and Sephardic. The Sephardic don't seem to have the cholesterol and cancer problems that the Ashkenazi do. People are different. You can't just group everybody into the same diagnosis. All right, so you're having trouble sleeping, you're having trouble concentrating, you got diagnosis. There's your diagnosis. Stamp. Move on to the next patient. No. Listen to what the patient has to say. Listen to what's going on and then try something. Try something in your medicine bag. It may work. It may work. You know, one of my favorite remedies is Coca-Cola syrup. All right? We used Coca-Cola syrup decades ago for upset tummies. Your tummy's a little upset. I tell people, get some Coke ready. Have it decarbonated in your refrigerator. And then take little baby sips throughout the day, a little bit of ginger ale. All right? Oh, you aren't supposed to tell people to drink caffeine syrup, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, that's what I want to do. It's going to help certain people. So I don't know if this grief diagnosis will help or hurt, but do we really have to diagnose a person that has grief? Now, if it's protecting people from getting slapped with a depression diagnosis when all they're doing is going through the normal, process of grieving, all right, I'm for that. I can't stand diagnosing a person with depression that doesn't have it. Just because you have trouble sleeping and your mother-in-law gets on your nerves and your kids are just driving you crazy when you get home from work, and you have a lot of crap on your plate, doesn't mean you have depression. That means you got a lot of crap on your plate syndrome. Come up with that and stick that in the DSM. But I really think we need to start getting away from this whole diagnosis thing. Can we just treat the person? Well, insurance companies won't pay. Well, then let's change that. I am sick and tired of sending insurance companies the patient's notes and documentation of what they have. It's none of the insurance company's business what you have. Why do they need to know that you have menstrual cramps or vaginal discharge or a rectal abscess? Just let me say I treated the patient and go on from there. They don't need to know. It's none of their business. But no, still, today, please send Joe Schmo's notes, and I need to see the notes from 2010 to March 2011 and the list of diagnoses and medications. The insurance company needed to know that to pay me for the visit. No, they don't. They don't need to know that, especially now with, the rule where you don't have to, you can't exclude with pre-existing conditions. So I'm just really frustrated by the way we're doing things. You see the patient. All right, let a doctor come up with a I can't tell you how many diagnoses I've made up. And I don't know if anybody will ever, include them in the DSM or, in the annals of internal medicine. I know it's annals, but, I like to call it annals. Like Vegas asthma. I've lived in Vegas off and on since 1981. I think after a while you develop asthma. here because the dust. I call it vagus asthma. And now every now and then you hear other doctors go, oh, yeah, you have vagus asthma. I came up with that. That was my term. I came up with that. And I almost came up with too much crap on your plate syndrome. All right? If you want a diagnosis in your new DSM, people, too much crap on your plate syndrome. Very easy. Very easy. Okay. Quickly, I want to talk about this medical school or this University of Brazil who basically used government money to buy 2,000 vibrators, 500 silicone vaginas, 1,500 fake breasts, and 3 different sizes. They said they're supposed to be used to teach medical students. Okay, now I went to medical school. I actually went to 2 accredited medical schools, UNR in Reno and UCLA. And I never, never was handed a vibrator, ever. Thankfully so. They said, apparently, they used state money because they needed these items to teach the medical students. Now, they don't really go into detail, but, I mean, okay, I understand every school kind of has their own way to teach. Now, one thing I was so grateful we didn't have to do that I know does happen in some schools, you know, that I've heard, is we didn't have to examine each other. Apparently, they hired people, some of them were prostitutes, that allowed us to do vaginal exams on them. So we could learn how to do the vaginal exam, but we didn't have to do it on each other. Thank God. I know in other schools, they examine each other in class. That's how they learn. Remember, if you don't have enough patients that will allow you to look at them, you got to bring in people or do it on each other. And so that's kind of commonplace in schools. But no, we really, now, I don't think it's a bad idea for future gynecologists and future internists and family docs and probably proctologists to learn about the vibrator. I mean, if that's what people use, if it's very commonplace in today's society, maybe sex toys, we should get a lecture, you know, maybe a syllabus, maybe pop quiz. But I really don't think you need to spend that much money on those types of things. I mean, these kids are going to pocket them and take it home. You know, I mean, we need to save money nowadays. But one of these days when we have more time, I kind of talk to you about how we, you know, learned about a lot of this kind of stuff. But all I could say is thank God for any of you that allow students to come into the room when the doctor examines you. Because honestly, these students need to learn. And the only way they learn is see multiple patients all the time. And so if any of you let a student come into the room, thank you, because those are the people that trained me. All right, guys, we've got another hour coming up. Don't go away. If you have to go away, have a great rest of the ride home. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.